Welcome to Newt Education with Isha and Danny.
Hi, Isha.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to another episode of Newt Ed. You've heard me say that 1,000 times, and I will continue to say it because we love doing these podcasts. Mm-hmm. Regularly, we on our Instagram, we'll ask you guys what topics you want us to do. So please continue to send in ideas. You know, use Isha. She's a wealth of knowledge and she can help us answer some questions. Yes. Now, today we're going to talk about electrolytes. It's a supplementing your diet with there's a lot of things on the market these days. So we're going to really find out if we need them or we don't. But yes. To start off, what are electrolytes?
Yes. So electrolytes are essentially a mineral found in the body that carry an electric charge. And they are found in, you know, our blood, urine, our tissues and other fluids as well. And some of the most common electrolytes include potassium, sodium, chloride, phosphate and magnesium too. And they've got a whole range of functions in the body.
So what is their purpose then in the body?
Yeah, so I guess the most obvious and the most well-known is electrolytes are essential for hydration. Mm. And what they do is they help balance the water and the fluids in our body. The second purpose of electrolytes are nerve function. And what they do is they're crucial for transmitting signals around the body and in nerves and muscles too. Another function carrying on from that is muscle function. Electrolytes help muscles to contract and relax. Electrolytes are also essential for pH balance. So they keep, you know, an optimal pH in our body. And lastly, electrolytes help in cellular function. So they help to transfer nutrients into our cells and then take waste products out of our cells as well.
So what are then some reasons that people might take electrolytes?
Yeah, so the first reason is if you're partaking in some sort of intense physical activity. So, you know, marathon runners, tennis players, AFL players, you know, sweat profusely, you know, during you know, their training or their sport. And what happens is when you sweat, you lose electrolytes through your sweat. So it's really important to replenish those electrolytes, you know, not only to, I guess, prevent dehydration, but also to ensure that you still perform at your optimal and at your best. Another reason is illness. So, you know, if you are sick and you're vomiting, you've got diarrhea, you've got fever, you know, you're losing electrolytes also through sweat as well. So again, it's really important for your recovery to replace those electrolytes through some sort of supplement or drink. Another reason could be, you know, hot weather again leads to sweating, which we're not experiencing right now, unfortunately, in Australia. And also dietary deficiencies. So if you're not consuming enough of these electrolytes through your diet, you might need to take a supplement there as well.
So then what happens if you have too many electrolytes?
Yes. So even though electrolytes are really important for, you know, a variety of bodily functions, consuming them in excess can have some downsides as well. So first is something called hypernatremia. Bit of a mouthful, but basically it means consuming too much sodium. Mm-hmm. And what this does, it can increase our blood pressure, can lead to hypertension and swelling, and, you know, in the long run can lead to kidney or heart damage as well. There's something else called hyperkalemia, which is basically excessive potassium. And what this does, it can cause irregular heartbeats, muscle weakness, and can even lead to cardiac arrest. And the last one is hypercalcemia. So all hypers. This one is too much calcium. And this can lead to kidney stones. It can lead to bone pain and cardiovascular issues too.
Are there some natural ways to get electrolytes into your body?
Yeah. So the best way to consume electrolytes is through your diet and through, you know, whole foods, natural sources as well. So for sodium, I guess the best way to consume sodium is through table salt. Mm. That's not to say have a spoon of table salt every day in your water. But, you know, if you are consuming table salt, you know, or putting it in your cooking, then you're hitting that target there already. With potassium, great sources of potassium include bananas or, you know, any of your fruits and vegetables, oranges, sweet potato. Calcium, most obvious being dairy products, as well as for our vegan friends, leafy greens and tofu. Magnesium can be found in nuts and seeds. Mm-hmm. And chloride, again, is found in table salt and seaweed as well. So all great natural sources.
Plenty of ways to get it in your diet. Yes. We don't need to take an extra supplement. Mm-hmm. So I've also heard that coconut water is a good source of electrolytes, but is that true?
Yeah, so coconut water is actually an excellent natural source of electrolytes, and it's a great source of potassium, magnesium, and sodium too.
Hitting all the boxes.
Exactly. So in relation to sports nutrition, there's kind of emerging evidence showing that coconut water is, I guess, on par with some of our electrolyte sports drinks like Gatorade. And an additional benefit of coconut water here is it doesn't have, you know, the added sugars, the preservatives, flavorings that these energy sports drinks will have. Yeah, exactly. It's natural and it's got all those electrolytes that you need as well. So it's we are definitely seeing coconut water being used more in, recovery nutrition for athletes.
A lot of people have it after the gym, don't they?
Yeah, and it tastes so good. Oh, you don't like it?
I don't like it. I've tried to get around it so many times.
Oh, is it? I can drink the whole liter.
I wish. So then what people should be having electrolytes?
So I would recommend, you know, like I mentioned before, if you are performing some sort of intense physical activity or, you know, you're an athlete and you're sweating profusely during your training or your game, then electrolytes are definitely necessary. If you are, you know, sick and you've been vomiting or you've got a fever and you're sweating a lot, then again, you might benefit from electrolytes. But unless, you know, you are losing a lot of fluids, I wouldn't recommend having an electrolyte drink. I know growing up, it was a reward to have a Gatorade.
Yeah.
But, you know, looking back, I'm like, did I
even need that? Was I working out that hard as it after netball? Saturday?
No, it was like with my lunch. So unless, like I mentioned, you're, you know, exercising or sweating a lot, then you don't need one.
Or all you half marathon runners out there are like, great,
jump run clubs.
Run clubs, have your electrolytes. Yes. Everyone else just, you know, maybe have
stick to water. There's nothing wrong with water or a protein shake.
And Newt, that'd be a great idea. Well, Isha, thank you for joining us today again and kind of going through that topic and debunking, you know, the fact that we all need to be taking another supplement.
Exactly.
It's great to have you in each week. And everyone, if you do have a topic for us, jump on our Instagram, let us know what you'd like Isha to discuss next week.
Yes, I can't wait. Hit me with them.
Bye.
See you.